The shock lockdown has seen election season screech to a halt and may yet derail voting day altogether. Parliament was due to terminate today, marking the official end of term and the start of the campaign proper. Today, the Prime Minister announced the dissolution would be delayed until at least Monday. But the opposition wants the whole election delayed too. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
The return to Parliament a whole lot sooner than planned. Politicians swooping into the capital today from their campaign spots around the country. The big New Zealand First bus rolling into Parliament's forecourt to drop off its leader.
It is seriously frustrating, I've got to tell you.
The news of an outbreak stopping the campaign in its tracks, with all parties cancelling their plans for the coming days. National's big kickoff was scheduled for Sunday, but no more. Ex-leader David Seymour was supposed to be door-knocking today in Auckland.
I love getting out on the bus and talking to the people about the future of our country, but here we are back at Parliament talking to a bunch of journos, I guess such is life.
Today was supposed to be termination day, the dissolution of the 52nd Parliament. But in a time of uncertainty, that simply won't do. No Parliament would mean no way to urgently convene and pass legislation if required.
We've therefore decided it would be prudent to defer the dissolution of Parliament by at least a few days to preserve all options for, if needed, reconvening Parliament, or if needed, for the purposes of the date of the general election.
And there's the big question for Jacinda Ardern. Given the outbreak, can the election even go ahead? The opposition parties don't think so.
If we are going to have level 2 or level 3 across the country into next week, I think it will be impossible to have a free and fair election. You cannot have an election when voters and people running for Parliament are effectively under house arrest.
It is simply unsustainable to expect there to be a fair and just election.
Judith Collins wants voting day delayed till at least November and preferably well into next year. She has every incentive to push back the vote. On recent polling, Labour could govern alone. It's true, though, early voting is set to begin in just a few weeks, and Auckland boasts a third of the country. Under current restrictions, there can be no door-knocking, no large rallies, no certainty people will even be able to cast a ballot.
New Zealanders deserve better than to wonder whether or not they can even vote on election day.
Never mind the advantage wielded by Ms Ardern in a crisis, the power of the airwaves, and a direct line to the public every day. National's campaign manager, Gerry Brownlee, does not approve.
If it is just a plain health message, it should be delivered by the health officials.
She shouldn't be using the prime ministerial pulpit to secure the re-election of the Labour Party.
I would rather not be on this podium right now discussing what we are discussing.
The Electoral Commission has plans in place for an election under Alert Level 2 and will brief party leaders on the options available. The Prime Minister can delay the election till as late as November the 21st, but anywhere beyond that would require the support of at least 75% of MPs. Ms Ardern says she'll act fairly, but warns it's a tricky calculation as to when it will be safe to press on.
That's a real judgment, because COVID isn't going to go away in the next 6 months.
A stark warning, and a startling one, given how the week began. More than 100 days without community transmission, now an election campaign entangles. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.